But midiraisa, these are the lochis. Midiraisa, the lochis is you have first tumas nida, which is 7 days, and then the next 11 days she could become a zava. And if the 11 days goes by, when she's sore, then she starts to cycle over. So here Anisha saw done, and she doesn't know where she's holding, whether she's in the nidus or 11 days. So sometimes she has to wait 17 days to know clearly she's starting over again to be from the beginning of nidus, and sometimes she only has to wait 7 days. So more explains. Now, Tera Rabbon, tell you Shomru, that Anisha made a mistake, or she doesn't know where she's holding Shomru, Yoy Mecha Tameh Risi. A lady comes and tells her, you know, I saw one day. Today's the first day I saw. But she doesn't know where she's holding. She doesn't know if today's the first day to make her into a nida. She doesn't know if today's the first day of 11 days. She doesn't know where she's holding. So Lachar is Piskha Shivasa. She has to wait 17 days to be clean, and then for sure she's alright. Because no matter what happened, even this would be the first day of nidus. So she's coming for another 7 days, and another 6 days. And then if 11 days goes by, so then she finished her 11 days, so therefore 17, she sees on the 17th day, for sure it's the beginning of Nida, she'll be alright. What's going to be Shnei Yom Tameya? Risi, she says she saw 2 days now in a row, and she doesn't know where she's holding. Same thing, Pischa Shivasa, she has to wait also 17 days. So maybe the first day was the last of Yud Aleph, and the second day she saw was the beginning of the Nidus. So again, the same thing, she has to wait like another 6 days to finish off her Tumas Nida, then 11 days to finish off the Yud Aleph Yoyim, and then she starts over again her Nidus. Shleishi Yom Tamarisa, the same thing, Pischa Shiva, to the same Svara, 3 days in a row she just saw, maybe the first two days was the end of the Yud Aleph Yoyim. Now the first day she saw now was the Nida, so again she has to wait another 6 days to get rid of the Nidus, and then 11 days to get rid of the, another 17 days she's tore. If she sees then we start over again a cycle, she's only Anita. Our boy Yom Tom Reis, let's say she saw 4 days in a row, then Pischa Shishosa goes down one, because 4 days, like for sure already, she saw already in the Nidus. So therefore she only has to wait 16 days. Chamish Yom, she saw 5 days in a row, Tom Reis, Pischa Chamishosa, it's only 15 days she has to wait, because for sure right now she's in the middle of an Nidus. Shisha Yom, she saw 6 days in a row, Tom Reis, Pischa Abbas, she only has to wait 14 days. Shiva Yom Tamarisi, she saw 7 days in a row. Pischa Shloshos, again, she only has to wait 13, then for sure she'll be torn. Shimon Yom Tamarisi, she saw 8 days in a row. Pischa Shnei Masa, she only has to wait 12 more days to make sure she finished off Anidus and Yud Aleph Yomim, and then she'll be torn. Tishi Yom Tamarisi, Pischa Echados, not just to wait 11 days. So Manashach, she finished Anidus, and the most she could be is a Tomas Zava, so she has to wait 11 days, and that's it. Asar Yom Tamei Risi, she says she saw the last 10 days in a row. Pischa Asara, it's enough to wait 10 days. Achar Asa, she saw 11 days. Pischa Tisha, it's enough to wait 9 days. Shnei Masa, she saw the last 12 days. Pischa Shimon, enough to wait 8. Shleisha, she saw 13 days in a row. That's Pischa Shiva. Just have to wait Zayin Akiyim, and for sure she's tore. That's Locha Shein Pesach B'Toy, anytime she made a mistake, Prochus Mishiva. There's never a period that you have to wait less than 7 Akiyim, even though she saw for 13 days in a row. Now, if she waits Zayin Akiyim, that makes a Torah again that she starts over the beginning of Nidus. And B'Layosa Shivas, like we said the first time, she only saw one time, and she comes to us, so the most she'll have to wait is just 17 days. If she waits 17 days, like for sure she finished up her Tumas Nida, and 11 days in between pairs by, the next time she sees, she's starting over again, Hilchos Nida. Oh, Malay Ravada Barabo Larabo, Lo Malikuli Hai. What do you have to have so many days here for? Kimne Shiva, let her just count 7 days, fit the story, and she'll be Mita. Like Manashak, she only saw 1 day now, so at most she's a Nida right now. So wait till 7 days are up, let her go to the mikveh, she'll be Mita for her husband. Omle says, Chagi, you're right. Let's kuni l'day nida. That Omle, you're right. That's a good answer to Misakana from Nida. That she won't be tamed to her husband. She only saw 1 day now. So the worst could be that this is the first day of Anidus. So therefore, she's tamed for 7 days. After 7 days, she can go to the mikveh, she'll be tamed to her husband. But a pishkul coming, I want to know, we want to know when does she start over again, that the next time she'll see, she'll be the beginning of Nidus. She wants to know when does she start a cycle over again. So that's why I say, even if she saw 1 day right now, she's left to wait 17 days. Because just to wait 7 days, maybe that's only the end of the Nidus. Then the next time she sees, it'll only be a Zava. Or in between the Yud Aleph Yomim, she won't be tamed for 7 days. So when do we know clearly she's starting over again? Hilchos Nidus, that's the cheshbon we said before, we never have more than to wait in 17, and the least to wait is 7. Tana Rabban, look like this. Kol ha-tzoenes, zovois, kol ha-tzoenes, zovois, mevi and korbin, v'ele lechol. Anytime I made a mistake to have a suffix, whether she was a zov or not, she saw 3 days in a row, but she has a doubt whether it was in the Yud Aleph Yomim, maybe the May of Nida, the locher is mevi and korbin, she has to bring a korbin taka, but v'ele lechol, is korbin not eaten? Because it's a suffix if she has to bring the korbin or not. So we know on the tzad to say she's not mechuyev in the korbin. So the ma'isa, the kohen makes a malika. A malika is only a matter if it's a korban. If it's not a korban, it's a chulin, malika makes it for nevela. So therefore, your kohen can eat it. But you have a right to bring it in a sefik, the Rashi brings down an oilam, you have a right to bring it on a tanai, but otherwise it's in the dava. And even a chata is not born, because it's in the dava, has a right to be brought on a sefik. It can be brought, but you can't eat it. The kohen can eat it. Chutz mi pischa shiva, or pischa shemena. Where she saw for 7 days or 8 days, Shemaviyas Korban, Vinechol. Like then for sure we know that she was a Zava Gadela. So therefore for sure she's badly at Chiv to being Korban. Rashi says, but Chutz, the Monashur, keeping Shemaviyas in the Pischa Shiva means she only has to wait 7 days. That means she saw 12 days straight, or 13 days straight. So since she saw 12 days straight, for sure she's a Zav Gadela. Like for sure that even if you want to say she started out when she was a Nida, so the first 7 days went by she was a Nida. And then started the Yud Aleph Yomim. Since so, she was a Zav Gadela. So in such a case she has a Vadech here to bring a Korbin, then it could even be, the Kohen could eat from it also. Yeah. The true what he's saying, any time a person has a mistake, does she have to bring a korban, even if she only saw 1 or 2 days? 1 or 2 days for sure does not have to bring a korban. Elohim, it's like this, kol zovois, ha-toyis, any time Elisha saw for sure, for she saw 3 days straight. So she has a doubt whether it was in the middle of the Yud Aleph Yomim, or maybe the Yemei Nidus, then Mevi and Korban. Then for sure she has to bring Korban, because the Sufik, maybe she wasn't Zava. Maybe these 3 days she saw straight was in the middle of the Yud Aleph Yomim. She has Vena Nechel, she doesn't have to, they can't eat from the Korban. Chutz mi Pischa Shiva, Pischa Shemayin, in the case where she saw for the 12 days or 13 days, she only has to wait another 7 or 8 days, then for sure she saw during the Yud Aleph Yom, she saw 3 days straight then, that's a Vadai Zav Gedela, then the Lochrish Mevias Korban Menechol, then for sure the Kohen has the right to bring, and he can even eat from the Chattis. Because when she saw 12 days straight, so again, even the first day she saw, she started out to be a Nidah, so for the next 7 days it's Nidus, but after that she saw another 3 days, that was during the Yud Aleph Yomim. So for sure, she's a Zava, then for sure the Kohen can eat from the Korban. Now the Mishnah says, "Ein b'negoyim pochus mishbuechon." The person has a tumah neger on him. Sometimes he has a suffix, so we have to be masked. We have to lock him up to check it out for another week. So when the neger goes on the body of a person, we only check him out for 1 week. And ein b'negoyim pochus mishbuechon. The least amount there is by neger adam, you have to wait 1 week. But if the neger is in the house, then the Torah says he has to wait 3 weeks to see if it goes away or it gets bigger. That's when we tire it. So the most you have is 3 weeks. Smer explains, Tokos mishvua that goes on nigi yodim. When that goes on a person's body, and we don't know whether it spreads or not, we have to lock him up for 1 week and see how it is at the end of the week. On a bias, the Torah says you have to wait 3 weeks. Omer HaPorah, purpose is like this. The Pasuk says, Sit koscho kareil. The Kodesh Baruch Hu's tzedek is mamish like a har. It's almost like a mountain. Eilu nigiyam goes upon nigiyodim. Min Hashem had rachmanus on us, did stuck to us, that a person is not telling more than one, doesn't have to wait more than 1 week. Mishpatecha taim rabba, but your mishpat is very great, very deep, very strong. Eilu nigiyabatim. That goes on nigiyabatim. Here sometimes you have to wait 3 weeks until you know whether you tell me or not. Mora says that a kopon and pasture the crow the mic, see, was the pasture, pasture pshan the pasture was going on. Rav Yehuda,
The Yudah says like this, El Molay to cost for a Kariel, if not for the fact that your tzedek, your righteousness of Kodesh Baruch Hu is so strong, like a mountain, Meyuchu Lama Lefunecha Mishpatecha Tem Rabba, who would be able to stand in front of you by your judgment? Meaning that we're samech on the tzedek of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Rabba says like this, Tikoscho Kariel means like this, Mithnei Shemishpatecha Tem Rabba, the opposite. Tikoscho Kariel, because your Mishpat is so great, the rabbi says. So Mor explains now what's the machlokes here. The Michael Mitzlagi, but the Reb Loza, Reb Yosef, Reb Chanina, the Itma, Reb Loza Amar, Kovish. He holds Kovish means like a Kodesh Baruch Hu. His chesed is he holds down the averus. He like pushes it down. Rashi says Kovish a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kovishay or Master Ravonis. Tachas mechilas kisa covered. The shechriyas chus. The eschorvos chesed is he pushes down the averus, and therefore the chusim go up. We have Yisroch linu ama noisei. Know that Kodesh Baruch Hu carries up the chusim. Or Rashi says this. Rashi says noisei means noisei magbia kaf avenus. Kodesh Baruch Hu picks up the averus lemalo on the scale, so that the chusim overweight come down. That's the chesed of a Kodesh Baruch Hu is. He picks up the averus, if it's on the scale, that makes the chusim come down to win. So therefore, Reb Yosef, Rabba, Reb Leza. Rabba holds like Reb Leza, it says what? Kodesh Baruch Hu pushes down the averus. So it's Koscha Kariel, with Nesham Mishtecha Tem Rabba. Since your mishpat is so great, the averus is so much, therefore we need the tzedek of Hashem to push down the averus. Reb Yehuda says Noisa Hashem lifts it up. That's like Reb Yehuda. That's like Reb Yehuda's pshat that he said. Reb Yehuda said, "Molis Chosel Kariyah Miyach Lamed." If not for your tzaddik, meaning that Hashem lifts up the Yaveris, so therefore we win without Chosim. Then the Mishnah says, "Ein Poichsin Miyabo Chadoshim Hamoberes Bashana." We don't make less than 4 months that are full in the year. But a Jewish month could either be 29 days or else 30 days. So we don't make less than 34 months of 30. For Lenira Yoser al Shemayna. So to my focus, what it means, the question means that we don't make more than 8 months of the year to be 30 days. But even though normally it's supposed to be 1 and 1. So see in the Gemara exactly about the Cheshma, when we make 4 and 8. Shtei Halechim, that would bring on Shavuos, the Shtei Halechim. A nechol and pochus mishnayim, you never eat in less than 2 days because you can't bake it on Yom Tov. You have to bake it erev Yom Tov. Need it on Yom Tov. For lo yesu ashloisha, some days it comes out to be 3 days. When Shabbos is involved, you have to eat it first or third day. Let's say Shavuos comes out on Sunday, so you have to bake it first on Friday. So you don't need it till Sunday, that's the third day. Lechem upon every Shabbos, a nechol and pochus mites. It's at least 9 days old because you have to bake it on Friday and eat it the next Shabbos. Sometimes you have 2 days Rosh Hashanah, you have to wait another 2 days. Ein katan nimo pachos miches. A katan that's born, he has to wait for at least 8 days to have the milo. Sometimes he has to wait 12 days. When he's born ben hashmoshes, again, it's a Shabbos from Rosh Hashanah. Sometimes with only a vade is doich Shabbos, not a sofik, so you have to wait till 12th day to make the bris milo after Yom Tov. Now the Gemara says, "My wasn't meant to say laniru yoyser al shmein." Wasn't meant to say. They said we don't have less than 4 big months of the year, but for la yoyser al shmein. Some of Hunufuna says like this: laniru lachachomim laavu yoyser al shmein. Means the Mishnah is saying that the Chom did not want to make more than 8 months of the year to be molei. Now, my Shna teaches like why 9 months? No, because from came if so called the Moses Yira. Then the moon will come out a little bit earlier, Shlosa Yoma, 3 days before Rosh Hashanah. Yeah. Alright, yeah, sure, stop here.